Report: US and UK military contractors conspired to develop global censorship strategy. By Lucas Nolan on December 2, 2023. Newly leaked documents have revealed the secretive initiative by US and UK military contractors to establish a global censorship framework in 2018, according to a new report by journalists behind the Twitter files. Public has published a report by Michael Schellenberger, Alex Gutentag, and Matt Tybee claiming that a whistleblower has surfaced with documents suggesting that US and UK military contractors, including prominent defense researchers and cybersecurity experts, orchestrated a comprehensive plan for global censorship. These documents, rivaling the significance of the Twitter files and Facebook files, which both Tybee and Schellenberger contributed to, depict the formation of an anti-disinformation group named the Cyber Threat Intelligence League, CTIL. Allegedly a volunteer project by data scientists and defense veterans at its outset, CTIL's tactics were seemingly integrated into projects of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. The CTIL documents fill gaps left by previous disclosures, painting a detailed portrait of the so-called censorship industrial complex. This network, comprising over 100 government agencies and NGOs, has been instrumental in pushing for censorship on social media platforms and spreading targeted propaganda. The documents include detailed accounts of digital censorship programs, military and intelligence community involvement, partnerships with civil society organizations and media, and the deployment of covert techniques like sock puppet accounts. The whistleblower's revelations highlight the pivotal role of CTIL in the creation and expansion of the censorship industrial complex. Spearheaded by Sarah Jane S.J. Terp, a former UK defence researcher, and others, CTIL developed a comprehensive censorship framework in 2019. This framework was later adopted by various governmental and non-governmental organizations, including DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. Key to this framework was the concept of cognitive security, integrating into cybersecurity and information security fields. This approach aimed at not just stopping misinformation but influencing public opinion by shaping narratives and controlling information dissemination. The documents further reveal CTIL's collaboration with social media platforms, urging them to censor posts by individuals and officials. Despite the overwhelming evidence of government-backed censorship, the origins of this extensive operation remained unclear until these documents came to light. Read more at Public here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.